Hey, you're listening to the Rebel Room right here on LasVegasSun.com. Taylor Byrne, Joe Shaneman, and Ray Brewer. That's right, Joe Shaneman. He's not one of our usual UNLV breaking down the full court attack.
I'm a political flunky.
Local flunky. But today, he's the man of the hour. The Sun on its website today. A lot of stadium talk, arena proposal, and if the UNLV Now project will happen, that means a home on-campus football game. And Joe, I could say Taylor knows more about this than anybody in Las Vegas, even more than the people that are trying to build it. And he reports that it's actually a better possibility than even some of the skeptics think. Joe, are we going to have that home game everybody wants on campus?
Yes.
Yes.
That's my prediction. It's still, there are hoops to go through, but it was interesting. In fact, I just had a talk yesterday with a top state legislator. It was off the record, but I was asking, has anybody come up with an objection to what UNLV and Majestic Realty Company, they're the people that put the Staples Center together, what they want to do on campus? And that essentially is create a tax district that focuses only on the stadium and this retail development. Outside of that, sales taxes would not be collected for the purpose of supporting the stadium. It would just be in this area. Anyways, I asked if there was any objection anywhere in the state because I hadn't heard any, and one of my editors asked me if they'd heard of any, and they said no, which to me is a sign that if there's no objection, they're going to go to the state legislature early in February, ask to gain approval for this tax district. If that happens and it's approved very quickly, they say they can be building the thing in late 2013, and that's really the only holdup. The regents have to approve a master plan that includes the stadium, the retail area, and dormitories. I can't imagine the Board of Regents not approving that.
And they've already kind of given their okay to move forward last month or maybe 2 months ago now. So UNLV possibly getting the dream stadium, and everything looks good. Our project, though, not only focuses on the UNLV proposal, but also one downtown, one possibly in Henderson, and the one by Caesars behind Harrison and Imperial Palace. And I've always thought, you know, and I grew up here, always wanted to have this because I know that a stadium could lead to possibly an NBA team, but I always thought that it was a pipe dream and not a reality, and that if we got the UNLV project, we wouldn't be able to get one of the other three. But maybe that's not all too accurate, and maybe we could get the UNLV thing built in Vegas and maybe something else.
That's what all three arena developers, proposers say, that they wouldn't compete. The stadium would have mega events, football, maybe NFL exhibition games, more than one NCAA football bowl game. It could be a Democratic or Republican national conventions. And the arena would be, they're all pretty sure that if they built it, NBA would come. Some NBA team would come here, and they wouldn't compete. The Thomas and Mack would still remain for the Rebels, and the Thomas and Mack is also going to be renovated electronically, they say, and in all sorts of other different ways.
It's just a cool time for Las Vegas, and I mean, the question that I guess lingers is, where's the money going to come from?
It seems possible. What they're all talking about doing is this, is creating sales tax districts. That is, all the sales taxes that are collected within a certain area go back into the project that's being built. Now, sales tax in 1 year won't be enough to build the thing or to even pay off the bonds, but it will be used as leverage, so that the entities can then go into the bond market and say, look, we're taking in $30 million a year in sales taxes, so we're going to try to sell you $500 million in bonds. And that $30 million is insurance. If the bonds fail, well, the people who are buying the bonds still have some of that. They can get something back. They know that that sales tax revenue is always going to be there.
On UNLV Now, because I'm not from here. I even just came in December, but pretty early on, just started hearing about how, you know, a football stadium on campus, and it's been rumored, it's been discussed for years. And so one of the things that when I met with President Smatris was, why now? You know, like, why is it why is now the time that it's finally going to happen? I'm curious, you know, what were some of the answers that in reporting this that you heard for that?
I think they see an uptick in the economy here. It's a very good question. It's the question is, why didn't they do it when things were just like raging here, and why now? It's been talked about for at least 7 years, probably 10, probably even more. I think they want to capitalize on what they think may be an economic upturn, and it's almost being propelled by simple talk of it, by the need to want to get in the ground before somebody else does. And there's no arguing that UNLV also thinks at this time when the, you know, money is hard to come by, that it would bolster fundraising from alumni. It would bring more students in, all kinds of different ways of bringing more revenue to the university, which they really need.
When I talked to Neil, we were just discussing how if it happened and everything around it happened, you're talking about completely changing the face of UNLV, you know, possibly forever. Like, this is kind of a legacy-defining thing. The arenas, you know, seem to exist in kind of a different area, and it just happens that they're all kind of coming in at the same time. You mentioned the NBA. All of the arena proposals talk about the NBA and even throw in the NHL, like, we think they can get them. How legitimate is that? I haven't gotten the impression that they have anything more than, yeah, if we build this arena, sure, it's NBA ready, sure, we'll get one. But it hasn't felt any more real than that to me.
No, I think because of things we wrote, maybe it was about 2 years ago, when one of the same arena proposers said, you know, he basically had an NBA deal in his pocket. And when that didn't come to fruition, I think it scared anybody from saying anything more than that. However, behind the scenes from everybody I've talked to on people from these different proposals, they all say that secretly, you know, or in meetings or dinners or whatever, the NBA says, at least from the NBA offices position, that, yeah, if you build this, there's going to be an NBA team in Vegas. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. You know, David Stern is not going to talk to me about it. Nobody from the NBA is going to say that. If they don't do it, I think, for instance, Caesars, they believe that that would be a big part of their revenue stream, is the NBA here and how they would package deals to get fans from other NBA teams to come here on their away games. You know, like the old fun jet days. They'd get a fun jet, cheap package to come to some hotel here, and while you're here, stay 3 days and see your basketball team play the Las Vegas NBA team. So I don't think, at least Caesars, I don't think they'd be building that thing if they didn't think it was going to be here. I mean, they're in by the numbers group, by the bottom line. I don't know a casino that builds things that they don't think will make them more money.
Mm-hmm. Well, then my question, I hate to interrupt here on the Rubble Room, but if the Caesars project does happen, what happens to the Grand Garden Arena? Does that become just an old building? Because I know MGM has definitely tried opposed.
The MGM doesn't want it to happen, and maybe, you know, that's a good question. What I mean, that's they think the MGM's argument is public dollars, public help should not be used for an arena. That if it's such a great idea, let them build it themselves. And yet the Caesars people got 220,000 signatures on a petition. However, that petition's been challenged in court. The court sort of upheld the petition, or said the petition could go forward, but it had to be reworded on the ballot this fall. But nobody understood what that meant. So now that's the state Supreme Court is now reviewing it again to see if maybe they can reword it in a way that everybody understands. But yeah, I mean, that's probably a big worry for MGM. You know, they don't want it. It's easy to see why. It's economics. They want to keep their revenue stream from the MGM Grand Arena.
The legal wrangling around the Las Vegas Arena Foundation proposal, which is what we've been
calling Caesars,
has been probably the most confusing thing for me when I go into this, because they got all of the petition signatures, but the wording, at least MGM's contention, and I think anybody who would read it would probably agree, it doesn't really say in there that the parameters that they've set up make it so you basically would have to build it on this land donated, by Caesars, and it could eliminate potentially other proposals. Like, that wasn't in the wording. So I understand the contention. And then, but the Supreme Court's ruling just didn't make any sense.
Yeah, they upheld the objection, but said it could,
still
go forward,
which is counter to the actual like law.
The law says
that says if even one word is changed, you got to strike it. It has to go to petitions again.
That's exactly it.
Which is why now I think it's going back to the Supreme Court. And I honestly, when it first went back to there, I thought maybe they were going to change the bylaw then. Which I don't even know if you can do.
I mean, I'm so cynical. I think they're going to change it in a way that suits the most powerful party, and that'll be either Caesars or MGM, which are the two most powerful parties on the strip.
Yeah.
And I think this is a keen example of why we don't have anything right now, because Joe could tell you, you've been writing about this for years. There's a project behind Mandalay Bay, a project next to the Sahara, a project here, a project there, a project everywhere, but ultimately there's some kind of hiccup and it doesn't get done, or it's just a proposal with no money that's just a dream. But now all of a sudden, forget all that, and you're telling me that not only is UNLV look real good, but we could probably get another one too, whether it be Caesars or I guess maybe downtown. Well,
I think UNLV, to me, just simply because they have a Majestic behind it, and they spent 16 months studying it, and they're putting millions. It's not quite $10 million, but up to $10 million in the planning now that they got this approval a couple of months ago from the Regents. They're going forward with sort of everything that the millions will take up to plan, traffic studies, architectural drawings. And the other three I liken to what happened back in 1995 when maybe every couple weeks or so there'd be an ad in the newspaper for a new high-rise in Vegas. At one time, there were proposals for 88 high-rise towers in downtown Las Vegas and throughout Clark County. After a certain period, I don't know, maybe 15 got built, maybe 10. So there's three arena proposals just by the volume of them. And because there's such fierce competition, I think one of them will get built.
I think that's a similar conclusion that I came to. And it seems like it makes enough sense. You know, I don't know that I was about to say that it makes too much sense, but really, there are already arenas in town. But if you are looking at the NBA, there's not ones that have the suites that are necessary for that have all the accommodations. And I know I keep coming back to the NBA stuff, but it's because I'm so interested in it. I personally don't think that it's something that the city needs or that it would support all that well. But I'm, very intrigued by, the people who seem to think that it's coming. I always was under the impression that at a minimum, Seattle and Kansas City, which kind of
Anaheim
are in front of the line. Kansas City built the Sprint Center, and still the only sports tenant that they have is an arena football team to this point. But they have that building, which is nice. I've been there, and across the street, all of this entertainment district, but they built it for an NBA or NHL franchise, and it just it hasn't happened yet, and it's been open now I think since 2007. And so I just get the feeling that they had similar ideas. Now Kansas City is not Las Vegas, but I feel like their plan to me is sort of parallel.
Well, before we go, I'm going to ask you guys to paint a picture of Las Vegas in, let's say, 10 years. What arena is going to be built? What teams we're going to have playing here? And I guess I'm going to kind of go first, let you guys kind of formulate it. I'll piggyback off your NBA thing right here on the Rebel Room. I just don't see Las Vegas and the NBA matched together. I thought All-Star Weekend was an absolute train wreck and the mess that it brought to the Las Vegas Strip. While David Stern has definitely backed down on some of his comments about the NBA in Las Vegas and his worries with gambling and the nightlife here, because gambling and nightlife do exist in other towns, I think that is a huge hurdle that they'll have to get over. Especially Donahue, the referee, has been convicted of point shaving, and I just don't see the NBA in Vegas as a match. And I think that if one of these arenas, downtown Caesars or in Henderson, if that ever happens, was to get built, I really, honest to God, don't think an NBA team would come here. I think you were right, Taylor. Kansas City, Anaheim, Seattle would be ahead of Vegas on the list. Color me crazy. My final comments, I'll whoever wants to talk next, go ahead.
We'll give Joe the final word, so I'll go here. I believe that there will be a on-campus football stadium that's been running for a few years by that point. We're talking about 10 years from now. I think you could even be looking at possible Pro Bowl game there, something to that effect. I know that, you know, exhibition NFL games is something that's very much desired. Get NFL franchise out of your head. That's not happening. But other things could, you know, Joe mentioned the Democratic or Republican National Conventions, just the biggest conventions that there are in the country, in the world, that, you know, just couldn't come to Vegas before. They're going to want this spot because it's viable. It's right. It would be right next to the Strip. It's walking distance to everything. I think it just makes a lot of sense. And it fills a hole that the others don't. And that's why I'm less sure on what happens in the arena world. Until I see an NBA team or NHL team come here, I'm not going to believe that it's going to happen. But I believe that there are events out there that would like to come to Vegas if they have the proper venue. I think UNLV has put together a pretty good plan. Majestic absolutely knows what it's doing. Staples Center, LA Live, that's all done very well. I think that happens. And it changes UNLV. I don't know if it'll have the impact that Neil necessarily wants for future generations and bring
Pac 14,
and bring in alumni back. But I think it's a step in the right direction. I think it happens. The others, I'm very much just a wait and see.
Well, you outlined the UNLV thing exactly. Well, not exactly. I probably wouldn't put it as well, but that's what I think about UNLV too. I think UNLV is going to happen. I think it'll be built in 3 years. I think in 3 years we'll probably have that stadium.
See, that's interesting to me because that was like a similar timeline to what I originally thought. But when I was talking with Neil, he was putting it like I'd have to read my interview with him again, but I think it was like 2017, and he was saying that that's optimistic.
Well, for the stadium or the entire project?
Yeah, stadium.
I think
maybe he was trying to temper expectations.
Neil's an academic. He's doing a good job. It's the developers are the ones who know the numbers and how things go. But I think that it will be there, okay, let's say 3-4 years. As for an arena, I think one is going to be built. I'll just go on the record. I could be proven wrong. The Henderson one will not get built. For one, who wants to drive all the way out to Henderson to see a game maybe you live out here, but I don't. But that's it's distant from like 75% of the population. Going down to the Strip for a game would be more interesting if a game is there. The casinos or the city will build it, though, because even if they don't get an NBA team, they've talked to me about the numerous sort of events that they could have one that would support it. However, I think, to an NBA team and to the ballers, I think Las Vegas proves like a really exciting and interesting venue to have a team. Well, I think all the NBA really cares about is whether or not they think they have the money or the support to keep a team viable, financially viable. And I don't think they would even invite an NBA team here, especially a casino, which again is bottom line driven, if they didn't think they could make money on it and that the team would survive. You know, I told them, get LeBron James here, and that that thing will be packed every night.
And that's, we talk about this all the time, even with the Rebels. You know, Las Vegas wants to support winners, and you can't guarantee that a franchise year to year is going to be good. You know, especially if it was just a franchise started anew, not even one that moved, and, you know, you're going to have a bunch of rookies, a bunch of add-ons, take 3 years to build a team. Who's going to those games after opening night? You know, where is this?
Well, LeBron was just here like 5 days ago. He loves it here and he'll come here someday.
If LeBron plays here, the Heat plays here, yeah, the arena does well. If Kobe plays here, the arena does well.
What happens when Charlotte Bobcats come? Or
exactly.
When the Sacramento Kings?
Our team would be the Atlanta Hawks. Nobody would go to the game. Trust me, dude. Wednesday night, the Las Vegas Aces are playing the New Orleans
Hornets. Oh, God, it probably would be the Aces,
playing the New Orleans Hornets. And I'm not going to drive from suburbia in Henderson with my 7-year-old, which I don't live in Henderson, nor is my son 7, to go battle the Strip and get home at 11-something at night on a school night to watch crappy NBA basketball where the kids have tattoos on their necks, and they don't play in the fourth quarter.
Except think about this.
Ray Brewer, get off my front porch.
You know, they have a couple years ago, they had a Queen like remix band that played the MGM Garden. That place was packed.
Yeah, with people old guys like us that want to watch it. Not,
I don't know. I think I it's all about marketing.
I'm interested in the idea that you talked about of the specials for away fans.
I would love to see how that would work.
Because I think might be where it would have to come from. It would be the tourists coming in, and that's also where you then get the money that wouldn't have already been here. So it's not people coming to Las Vegas and just spending money on an NBA game instead of a Cirque show, because that doesn't do the economy any good.
Right.
But if you bring in the actual sporting interest for it, I think that's your only chance.
I'm telling you, if it does happen, NFL will happen here in 20 years.
No way.
If NBA comes here and works, NFL was going to come here. And first it's going to be NFL exhibition games. That will be
here. I totally get that. Listen, the NFL is...
But by then, gambling will be legal.
Gambling's everywhere in the country.
Oh, but the NFL does.
I understand about gambling. Could you imagine our NFL team? Dude, the Giants,
awesome.
The Giants play here. There'd be 30,000 New Yorkers come in town. Great for the economy. Our team would be on the road every week.
To this day and age when a lot of teams.
Arizona. Team would be 0-16.
Maybe the first year. And that's the same problem that I was talking about earlier with, you know, Las Vegas only knows how to support winners. So could they support a team as it builds?
Well, what's great about the NFL is parity does develop after a while due to the picks. You know, franchise sharing feet, whatever that's called.
And also, NFL, you know, you're only talking about 8 games as opposed to like 41.
Yeah, they'd be events. We'd do events.
You know? That'd be awesome.
I understand that. We'd have to build a facility. It would have to be indoors, and it'd be great. I mean, the Steelers would come. All the people from Pittsburgh or Steeler Nation would
Packer Nation would show up.
I'm telling you right now, this team, whatever, because the Aces will be taken by our NBA team. You know, the Las Vegas Seven Outs or whatever we're called would be on the road every week.
Would it be Snake Eyes?
Whatever.
The Vegas Snake Eyes.
Listen, Rebel Room right here on LasVegasSun.com. Give us your feedback, our stadium/arena proposal. Heavy lifter Joe Shaneman. He lifts weights too in his free time. Thanks for listening.